We are beginning Maseches Gittin, brand new, fresh start, Beis Amud Aleph. We begin with the Mishnah, Hamevi Get Medinas Hayam, one who brings a get from Medinas Hayam. Rashi tells us we're referring here to a shliach appointed by the husband to deliver the get to his wife. This is a man referred to in Halacha as a shliach leholacha, an agent to bring the get. The woman is divorced upon her receiving the get from the shliach. And this shliach in question is bringing the get from Medinas Hayam. Now, Medinas Hayam literally means overseas. However, both Rashi and Tosfos point out that the halacha we're about to describe in the Mishnah is not relevant only to a get being brought from overseas. It's really relevant to a get being brought from almost anywhere in Chutz La'aretz. But there are some exclusions. There are certain places in Chutz La'aretz that are very close to Eretz Yisrael, whereas we'll soon see the halacha we're about to describe does not apply. So therefore, rather than use the more simple term Chutz La'aretz, which would imply anywhere in Chutz La'aretz, the Mishnah uses the term Medinas Hayam, which Tosa says implies places that are more distant, just like those overseas locations. Okay, so we're talking about someone who brings a get as a shliach, leholacha, on behalf of the husband, from places in Chutz La'aretz that are somewhat distant from Eretz Yisrael, like those places that are overseas. And what is this halacha? The halacha is, tzarech sheyomar b'fanai nichtav u'b'fanai nechtam. The shliach must state in the presence of the beis din when he delivers the get, that this get was written in my presence and it was signed by witnesses in my presence. And the Gemara is going to explain why we insist that the shliach make this declaration as he is about and poised to deliver the get to the woman it is intended for. But be that as it may, the halacha is, he says, I saw it signed, I saw it written. Rabban Gamliel says, Af hamevi min harekem umin hacheger. This din that the shliach coming from Chutz La'aretz with a get to deliver must declare, I saw it written and I saw it signed, applies even when he comes from places such as Rekem and Cheger, which Rashi identifies as Kadesh and Bared, which are places that are close to Eretz Yisrael. Tanakhama apparently felt that when you come from a place in Chutz La'aretz that is close to Eretz Yisrael, there is no need to declare, I saw it written, I saw it signed. But Rabban Gamliel is arguing, and he's saying, no, even when you come from places close to Eretz Yisrael, such as Rekem and Cheger, you still must declare Befanai Nichtav and Befanai Nechtam. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Afilu Mikfar Ludim Lulud. Not only is this takana relevant when you come from places that are distant places in Chutz La'aretz. Not only is it relevant when you come from places that are somewhat close to Eretz Yisrael, like Rekem and Cheger, but even if you're going from Kfar Ludim, which is in Chutz La'aretz, to Lud, which is the neighboring nearby town, which is part of Eretz Yisrael, that's even closer than Rekem and Cheger are to Eretz Yisrael. Even in this scenario, you must say Befanei Nechtav and Befanei Nechtam. And the Gemara is going to describe exactly in what way is Kfar Ludim to Lud any different than Rekem and Cheger to Eretz Yisrael. But the din in the Mishnah essentially is that a shliach who brings a get from Chutz La'aretz to deliver to a woman in Eretz Yisrael must declare, I saw the get written, I saw the get signed, and just different opinions in the Mishnah as to the application of this din. Is it only to distant places in Chutz La'aretz that he's coming from? Is it even to places in Chutz La'aretz that are close to Eretz Yisrael, like Rekem and Cheger? And perhaps it's even with regard to super close, as we'll describe in the Gemara, a place like Kfar Ludim and the get being taken to Lud. Even then, you need to say Befanai Nechtav and Befanai Nechtam. And then the Mishnah says, V'chachamim om, the Chachamim say, Eino tzarech sheyomar Befanai Nechtav Befanai Nechtam. You do not need to declare that you saw it written and you saw it signed, except in the following cases. Ella, rather, Hamevi Mimedinas Hayam, one who brings a get from Chutz La'aretz, Vehamolech, and one who brings a get in the reverse, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, that we haven't seen yet. And third, v'hamevi mimedina limedina b'medina sayam. Even one who is bringing the get entirely within Chutz La'aretz, from place to place within Chutz La'aretz, from one medina to another, one province to another, within Chutz La'aretz, one country to another, within Chutz La'aretz, he must also declare Sei Chachamim b'fanai nichtav and b'fanai nechtam. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Afilu mehegmonia lehegmonia. Even if you're going from one district to another district within the same city, in a scenario where the local governors prevent easy travel from one district to another. Think, for example, of East Berlin, West Berlin. One city subdivided, and the ruling authorities prevented easy travel from one half of the city to the next. So even in such a case where travel is not easy from one half of the city to the other half of the city, because there are different governors who prevent easy travel from one half to the other, even there as well, if you come from one half of the city to the other half of the city with a get in hand to deliver, you must declare Befanai Nichtav and Befanai Nechtam. So this is the basic halacha with regard to a get being delivered by a shliach, which originates in Eretz Chutz La'aretz and is being brought to Eretz Yisrael, or as Chacham said, it originates in Eretz Yisrael and is being brought to Chutz La'aretz, or even as we saw in the Chachamim, if it goes from country to country within Chutz La'aretz, the shliach must always declare, I saw the get written, I saw the get signed. Now the Mishnah segues into the exact parameters of Eretz Yisrael, the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Me rekem lemizrach verekem kemizrach. Anywhere from the city of Rekem and eastward, including the city itself, are considered like Medina Sayyam, like Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, this din would apply. Similarly, Me Ashkelon ledarom, v'Ashkelon kedarom. Anywhere from Ashkelon and south, including Ashkelon itself, is considered Chutz La'aretz. And finally, Me Akko letzafon v'Akko ketzafon. Anywhere from Akko northward, including the city of Akko, is considered like Chutz La'aretz. And on that last point, Rabbi Meir argues on Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Meir Omer, no, Akko ke'Eretz Yisrael legitin, Akko is like Eretz Yisrael with regard to Gittin. Now, Tosis here questions these lines in the Mishnah. First, Rabbi Natam asks, how could the Mishnah say that Ashkelon is part of Chutz La'aretz? What do you mean? It's Pesukim in Sefer Yeshua that Ashkelon is part of Eretz Yisrael. So Tosis answers, Rabbi Natam answers, that although perhaps in the times of Yeshua, Ashkelon was part of Eretz Yisrael, but when Ezra HaSofer returned from Bavel, after the Golas Bavel, Ashkelon at that point did not become part of Eretz Yisrael the second time around. So the Mishnah here, which is written, of course, in the time of the Tanoim, by a Sheni period, so at that point, Ashkelon was not part of Eretz Yisrael because the Ole Bavel, those who returned from Bavel, did not retake Ashkelon. So in times of the Mishnah, Ashkelon was part of Chutz La'aretz. And Rabbi Natan points out that this is true for many cities, that the Ole Mitzrayim, the Jews coming with the Yehoshua ben Nun from Egypt, conquered many cities and made them part of Eretz Yisrael. But the second time around, when Ezra HaSofer came back with the Jews from Bavel, Ole Bavel, a lot of those cities did not make it back into the borders of Eretz Yisrael the second time around.
At the time of Ezra, did they have to do battle with the...
No, so the times of Ezra wasn't by military force, it was by cultivation, settlement. They were given permission to go back to Eretz Yisrael by the Persian kings. So that was what we call chazaka, not kibush. A second discussion in Tosfos here is with regard to Akko. Akko, again, Rabbi Yehuda said, is like Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Meir said, with regard to Gittin, Akko is like Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos asks, Akko, how could Rabbi Yehuda say it's like Chutz La'aretz? Akko, the Ole Bavel, did, in fact, take and restore to Eretz Yisrael. Famous Gemara Ksuvos, that when Rabbi Abba arrived in Akko, he would kiss the rocks. He's in Eretz Yisrael. He kissed the stones of Akko. So Akko is part of Eretz Yisrael. So what's the Behuda saying here? That, oh no, Akko is like the north. Akko is like Chutz Laretz. So Rabbi Natam says that with regard to this halacha, was Akko part of Eretz Yisrael or part of Chutz Laretz? There was a split. The northern half of Akko was Chutz Laretz. The southern half of Akko was Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Abba kissed the rocks of Akko, southern half. Rabbi Yehuda says Akko is Kitzafon, Akko is like Chutz Laretz with regard to saying Fana Nechtav and Fana Nechtam, that's the northern half of Akko. That's Rabbi Natam's interpretation of this Mishnah here, of Rabbi Yehuda's statement that Akko is like the north, is like Chutz Laretz. That's Rabbi Natam. The Ri argues that even the southern half of Akko, which we'll view as part of Eretz Yisrael, in this regard, with regard to treating it like Chutz Laretz, as far as saying B'fana Nechtav and B'fana Nechtam is concerned, we will give it the din of Chutz Laretz. Because even though technically the southern half of Akko is part of Eretz Yisrael, but it was distant from the main population centers of Eretz Yisrael. It didn't have the same types of yeshivos and bate din that the rest of Eretz Yisrael had. And therefore, according to the Ri, even though Akko, the southern half of Akko also might have been part of Eretz Yisrael, but with regard to saying Fana Nechtav and Fana Nechtam, in that regard, it was treated like Chutz Laretz. So says the Ri here in Tosfos, that you need to say Fana Nechtav and Fana Nechtam in the entirety of Akko when a get is brought from Akko to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael. So until now we were discussing one who brings a get from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. The get was written in Chutz Laretz, it's being brought to Eretz Yisrael. The shliach, the agent, must declare, I saw it written, I saw it signed. Let's say you bring a get within Eretz Yisrael. What happens then? Says the Mishnah, Eino tzarech sheyomar b'fana nechtav b'fana nechtam. There's no need for a shliach to declare, I saw the get written, I saw the get signed, when he brings a get that was written in Eretz Yisrael, and he brings it within Eretz Yisrael. V'em yesh alav odorim, and what happens if the husband were to subsequently appear in Beis Din and claim, I never wrote that get, that's a forgery, she's not divorced. What do you do then? Okay, at that point, you'll have to bring in the witnesses who signed the get or other witnesses who recognize the signatures of the witnesses who signed the get to confirm that, yes, this is authentic. These are authentic signatures. Meaning, Rashi and Tosfos explain, when a get is brought within Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Yisrael, we assume the get is kosher. The woman can remarry on the basis of that get. Should the husband subsequently walk into Beis Din and claim the get's a forgery, okay, at that point you'll have to worry about affirming the authenticity of the get by bringing in the witnesses. But until that point in time, we assume that the get is kosher, since it originated in Eretz Yisrael, was brought to a location in Eretz Yisrael, we allow the woman to remarry on the basis of that get. We're not going to, on our own, suggest, oh, well, maybe the get is a forgery. And Tosfos says that's because we want to enable as easily as possible this woman to remarry. So once she gets a get in hand, if it came from Eretz Yisrael and it was delivered to Eretz Yisrael, we're not going to on our own worry, maybe it's a forgery. We allow her to remarry on the basis of the get. Should the husband later claim it's a forgery, okay, then we'll deal with it. We'll bring Adam to confirm that it's in fact authentic. So concludes the the Mishnah. Now the Gemara asks a very basic question. The Mishnah had just told us that when a get is brought from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, you need to declare, if you are the shliach that is, that the get was written in your presence and signed in your presence. And the question is, why? So before getting to the answer to that question, and before we turn the page, let's just make mention of an introductory Tosfos here at the beginning of the Masechta, where Tosus points out that the term get that we use here time and again technically can refer to any document, even a shtar that is a monetary shtar. It happens to be referring to get isha specifically in our context. And in general, says Tosfos, in most places when the word get is used without any additional descriptive terminology, it refers to a get of a woman. But technically speaking, Tosfos says the word get could refer to shtaros in general. And then Tosfos just adds as an added ha'ara that the custom is to write a get in 12 lines. Venatam says that's perhaps an allusion to the fact that get is gematria 12. And then Tosfos quotes the Reb, Shem Rav Haigon, and of Sajigon, that a get is referred to in the Torah as sefer krisus, a sefer of separation. If one looks in the sefer Torah, there are blank lines that separate between Bereishis and Shemos, Shemos and Vayikra, Vayikra and Bamidbar. We exclude for the moment Bamidbar and Devarim because Devarim is a review of what had been discussed previously in the Torah. But those first three separations, if you will, consist of four blank lines each. Well, four times three gives you 12. So because again it's called Sefer Krisus, a book of separation, we look in the book, in the Sefer Torah, we look at how the Krisus is represented there, the separation between the first and second, second and third, third and fourth Sfarim, total of 12 blank lines, hence the minigus to write a get with 12 lines. Okay, moving on to the Gemara now. The Gemara asks the question, my taimo, why is this so? Why do Chazal require that a shliach who brings a get from overseas must declare, I saw the get written, I saw the get signed? Rabba Amar, Rabba says, Lefi She'ein Bekiyin Lishma. Because in Chutz La'aretz, where this get originated from, the residents of Chutz La'aretz are not, says Rashi, aware of the halacha that a get must be written lishma. A get must be written for the sake of this particular woman and for the purpose of her divorce. You can't just write a get and then sell it to the first customer who needs a get. You have to know exactly who the get is being written for, and it needs to be written for the sake of this woman's divorce, period. That's the din of lishma. And that's based on the pasuk which says, V'kasav la sefer krisus, write for her a book of separation. La implies lishma. It must be done for her purposes specifically. So says Rashi, Rav is telling us that in Chutz La'aretz, the residents of Chutz La'aretz are not so familiar with this halacha, that a get must be written lishma. And if it's not written lishma, the get is pasul. And therefore, what do? Says Rashi, we ask the shliach to declare that this was written in his presence, signed in his presence, and then we ask him, oh, you were there for the writing of the get. Was it written lishma? Because when it gets written lishma, the sofer is going to say, I'm writing this get for him, for her, and for the purpose of their divorce. So every shliach knows when he comes to Eretz Yisrael with a get in hand to deliver it, he's going to have to recite, this get was written and signed in my presence. Otherwise, he can't give the get. So he's going to make it his business to be there for the writing of the get and the signing of the get. Ah, once that is the case, we can then ask him, oh, you were there. Great. Was it written lishma?
If the people in Chutz La'aretz are not familiar with this, so they find a shliach who is familiar with it, they have to specifically find somebody who's shliach. Otherwise, he wouldn't know. I didn't hear any shma. I didn't understand it.
Right. So I guess that everyone knows you're standing again from Chutz La'aretz, so you better be able to declare that it was written in your presence. And then that will enable, based in Eretz Yisrael, to ascertain that, in fact, it was written lishma. Tosus writes that, although there are many other halachas with regard to the writing of the get, but this particular drasha of the kasav law implies lishma, that drasha in particular, the Jews in Chutz La'aretz at the times of the Gemara were not so convinced that that drasha was correct. And therefore, they were lax to a certain degree with this particular halacha of writing a get lishma. And that's why we insisted on ensuring that they, in fact, did write the get lishma. Tosus also adds that that, unlike Rashi says, that based on we have to specifically ask him, oh, was it written in Lishma? No, by virtue of saying, I saw it written, I saw it signed, that is in essence saying, I saw it written properly, I saw it written Lishma. That's what Tos says. The stammer Lishma kamasid. We see that what he's saying is, I saw it written Lishma. Okay.
Because the physical question itself.
Okay, Marcus. What if.
Yes.
What if the sofer wrote it Lishma, but he didn't say it? He just, in his mind, he thought it.
Right. So the shliach has to be able to ascertain that it's being written Lishma. That's why we always have the sofer declare it verbally that he's writing it Lishma. So that we know that that's what he was thinking. Because we have to know that it was written Lishma. So the shliach can only testify to that effect if he knows it's overstated that he's writing Lishma. Now, Tosis also writes over here that when we speak of the fact that in Chutzarts they're not Bekir and Lishma, we're going to conclude in the Gemara shortly that the average sofer, in fact, was knowledgeable in this halacha of writing the get Lishma, but we're worried that the husband will claim and allege that it wasn't written Lishma. Now, that's what we're worried about. We'll soon see that in the Gemara in a moment. But this is the explanation of Rabbah as to why we write, that's why we require the shliach to say it was written Lishma. Yeah, George, question?
I was going to say, Rabbi mentioned, there's so many other halachas.
Right.
But it's the physical, the 12 lines, the indentations, how the letters are made, and all that the other Besdin could verify. So, yeah, that looks good. The Lishma, they can't tell.
That's a good point. I mean, there are other halachas also that the Besdin won't be able to ascertain later on. You know, Tos makes mention of, was the name written properly? You know, is this really what their name was? Was the name changed? Was the proper name written? Was it written by day, signed by night? There are other halachas that the Besdin can't ascertain after the fact. So, there are some other such examples. Okay, moving on now. Rava Amarava says a different explanation as to why the shliach must declare the get was written and signed in his presence. Not because of concerns about it not being written lishma, but rather, lefi she'ein edim mitsuyin lekaimo. Because when a get is brought from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, in the event that the husband will later pop into Beis Din and allege the get was forged, I never wrote this, I never wanted to divorce her, This is all one big fraud. So we need to authenticate the get by bringing in the witnesses who signed it to say, yeah, we signed this. This is the real deal. At the very least, to bring in witnesses who recognize the signatures of the witnesses on the get and say, yeah, these guys are for real. We recognize their signatures. This is the real deal. So says Rava, when a get is brought from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to have an easy time finding the witnesses. And think back to the times that the Gemara and the Mishnah were written in, when travel was dangerous, difficult, time-consuming, it was not so simple. Methods of communication were virtually non-existent. Besides, you know, the here's a letter, please take it with you. That when you get to the next country in a month time from now, you can deliver it in person. So how are you ever going to ensure that in the event that a allegation is made that this get is fraudulent, that you'll be able to authenticate it? So in order to do that, or to counter that concern, Chazal said, you know what? We will insist that the shliach who brings the get in the first place, he's bringing it. He's coming from there. You'll be the guy to authenticate it right here, right now, by declaring when you bring it that it was written and signed in my presence. I know that it was not a fraud. It's the authentic thing. That's Rava's explanation for the purpose of this takana. So the Gemara asks, "My Benau, what difference is there between the reason of Rava and the reason of Rava as to why we need to declare the get was written and signed in my presence?" Answers the Gemara. Number one, Ike Benau, one difference would be Da'as Yuhu Beitre. Let's say two people bring the get. Not just one, but two. And both were appointed to be shluchim to deliver the get. So according to Rabbah, that doesn't change anything. If we're worried about the get not being written lishma, so I don't care if it's one guy who brings it or two guys who bring it. Bottom line, you got to tell me the get was written lishma. So you still have to declare b'fana nechtav and b'fana nechtam. But according to Rava, Rava's worry is what? That the get will be brought from Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael. The husband will walk in one day and claim this is a fraud. I never wrote this thing. We need to have someone to authenticate the get by saying, I saw the witnesses sign it, or I am the witness. So according to Rava, that concern is only relevant when one shliach brings the get. But if two shluchim bring the get, says Rashi, you have witnesses right here who came from Chutz L'Aretz. The husbands are going to walk in tomorrow and say, this thing's a fraud. We have two guys who just came from your town, and they'll tell us, no, we were there, we saw it. This is the real deal, this is authentic. So they don't have to declare upon delivering the get, because they'll always be here to confirm the validity if and when necessary. Now, Tosis is somewhat bothered by that. Tosis asks, very nice that two witnesses, two shluchim, brought the get. But do we lock them up in Beis Din forevermore? So in case we need to call upon them to authenticate the get, they're here to prove that it was authentic? Meaning, okay, great, they came from Chutz L'Aretz today. But you know, they might leave tomorrow. How does the fact that two witnesses brought the get from Chutz L'Aretz today reassure us that, oh, if one day the husband walks in and alleges fraud, that they will put him in his place? How are we going to find them when the husband walks in sometime in the future, later on from now? So Tosis says, no, the pshat is like this. Tosis says the pshat is that when these two shluchim bring the get and they say, the husband appointed us shluchim to deliver the get, that's all they need to say. What's going to happen now? The husband will walk in a month from now and say, the thing is a fraud? We'll say to him, no, it's not. You sent those two guys. We had edus that you appointed them shluchim. So when you have edus that you appointed them shluchim, you can't later on claim, oh, it was a fraud. No, it's not. You sent them. That, says Tosis, is why, according to Rava, when two shluchim bring the get from Chutz L'Aretz, there's no need to say b'fanai nechtav and b'fanai nechtam. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara gives another nafkamina. Inami mimedina limedina be'eretz Yisrael. Or, alternatively, what happens if the shluchim, or the shliach, I should say, brings the get in Israel? It originates in Eretz Yisrael and it ends up in Eretz Yisrael. But it was a long distance trip in Eretz Yisrael. It was from the north to the south, from the Galil to Yehuda, or vice versa. So here, it's not a question of lishma. It came from Eretz Yisrael. We assume they know the halach of writing the get lishma. So according to Rava, no need to say b'fanei nechtav. According to Rava, that the concern is that you won't be able to easily find Edim who were there at the time the get was signed to authenticate the get, just in case the husband later on alleges it's a fraud. That concern applies here as well. The guy brings a get all the way from the north of Israel to the south of Israel. You know, travel is still difficult that long distance. So according to Rava, we will still insist in this case that the shliach declare, I saw it written, I saw it signed, it's authentic. And finally, inami, or a third nafkamina, be'osa medina b'medina sayam. Let's say the get was brought in Chutz L'Aretz. It originated in Chutz L'Aretz, it ended up in Chutz L'Aretz, but it was all within the same country, the same province in Chutz L'Aretz. It was a local get. The guy brings a get from Brooklyn to Queens. So, in terms of the ease of Edim, finding Edim, no big deal. Brooklyn to Queens, Queens to Brooklyn, I find Edim from that neighborhood easily. According to Rava, therefore, if your concern is finding Edim to authenticate the shtar, in such a case, the Osa Medina, Medina Sayyam, no concern, no need to say b'fanei nechtav. According to Rava, that a get written in Chutz L'Aretz, maybe they didn't write it Lishma, same problem would apply here as well. We would insist upon the shliach saying b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam. Okay, so again, bottom line, the Mishnah introduced the din that when a shliach brings a get for delivery, he must declare b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam. The Mishnah says that is true for a get that originates in Chutz L'Aretz and is being brought to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara quotes two explanations, Rabba and Rava. Why do we have such a takana? Rabba said it's to ensure that a get written in Chutz L'Aretz was in fact written lishma. Rabba says nothing to do with that, according to Rava. It's rather simply to ensure that we have an immediate authentication of the get upon its delivery, so that the husband cannot later on claim it was a fraud and it was a forgery. And if he were to do that, we might have difficulty finding Adam who saw it being written. So we'll therefore ask the shliach when it's delivered in the first place, is this a real get? Was this written in your presence? Did you see the husband present at the time? And he will therefore affirm, yes, fanenechtam, I know this get is authentic.
Once the get is delivered, and I've been present in those situations, and I remember they take an X-Acto knife and destroy it, so nobody can say, well, nobody can ever use that again. So, oh, that I found the wrong letter here or a wrong line. You can't do that anymore. Which means it's final. That's it.
So yes, the get is final, but that's only because Beis Din first authenticates it.
Right.
So that's what the shliach is doing here. He's verifying it and authenticating it, and then Beis Din issues a call it a receipt, a document that this get has been verified, authenticated, and delivered, and then you can dispense with the get. But
even just one person delivering it, once the Beis Din says, yeah, that. He said, the husband can never come again because he can't point to anything in the get.
But that's because the shliach said,
right.
And that's because the shliach already verified it. At that point, you can have the Beis Din write up a shtar declaring that they were mekayim the get, and the get was delivered, it was valid, and it's done. But the Mishnah is saying, you know, before you can do that, you have to have some sort of verification of the get. That's the shliach saying, b'fanenechtav and b'fanenechtam.
It's not clear in my mind.
You're saying why we're worried about a Baal coming and alleging the get is a fraud.
Right, right.
What I'm saying is because you're referring to the current practice in which the shliach verifies the get on the spot, the fana nechtav and fana nechtam. Or you're referring to a case where the Beis Din is the ones who are with the husband and they see the husband writing,
right.
Signing, and then Beis Din verifies the get. They issue a kiyum on the get.
Right.
So once the kiyum is issued, then no one can allege the get was fraud. But here we're describing in the first place, why does the shliach who brings get from overseas have to declare, I saw the get written, I saw the get signed? According to Rabbah, it's in order to enable Beis Din to say, yeah, the get is authentic. Okay, now you can do away with the get. We don't worry about it. We have a verified get that was delivered by Beis Din. Okay, so again, Machlokas Rabbah and Rabbah, what the reason for b'fanenechtam is it in order to assure that the get was written lishma, or is it in order to ensure that the get was authentic and it was not forged? Nafkamina being, if the get is brought by two shluchim, if the get is brought over long distances within Eretz Yisrael, if the get is brought locally within Chutz La'aretz. So now the Gemara asks a very basic question. Ularaba to Amar Lafisha Ein Bekin Lishma. According to Rabbah, who says the reason for this takana of b'fana nechtav and b'fana nechtam is because the get is coming from Chutz La'aretz, where they are perhaps not as knowledgeable in the halacha that you need to write the get lishma. So if that's the case, asks Gemara, l'bay trey, why don't we insist on two witnesses to testify the get was written properly? After all, midi dehava akol adios shabbatorah. It should be just like every other testimony with regard to halachos in the Torah. We always require two witnesses to testify when it comes to edus. Why here do we accept the edus of one witness, i.e. the shliach? So the Gemara answer is eid echad ne'aman b'isurin. Here we're not dealing with dine mamonis, monetary disputes. We're talking about isur v'heter. Can she remarry? Can she not remarry? When it comes to Isser v'heter, the Torah believes even in Eid Echad. The Haraya says, Rashi, how do you ever trust anyone who gives you a fruit and tells you, don't worry, I was mafresh truma? How do you ever trust anyone who gives you a behemah and says, don't worry, Ashech did it properly? How do you ever believe anybody who says, yes, you can have this meat, I trabered it, I removed the gedanasha and the chalev? Apparently, Rashi says, you see, that Eid Echad is ne'eman b'isurin. So here too as well, this shliach is an Eid Echad. We believe him to say the get was written lishma. Now, Tosus writes that the examples Rashi quotes of Eid Echad ne'eman b'isurin are not necessarily the best examples because Those are examples where it's biyado, where you have the ability to change the status. You have fruit that's tevel, you can take truma and make it chulin. You have an animal that's not yet kosher to eat because it's not yet shechted, you have the ability to shecht it and make it kosher to eat. You have meat, which has chalev in it, you have the ability to remove the chalev and make it kosher. So for someone to say, yes, this is kosher, when it was biyado, it was within his ability to transform it to kosher, that's not exactly the case we're talking about here. Rather, Tosa says, the basis for the din of Eirachar Ne'aman B'Isurin is derived from an Isha Nida, who has Ne'amanas to say, I counted my 7 clean days, and now I can go to the mikvah. That's the basis for the din of Eid Echad Ne'aman B'Isurin. Now, the Gemara therefore is saying, that the reason we believe in Eid Echad to say the get was written Lishma is because of this din. Eid Echad is Ne'aman B'Isurin. Asks the Gemara as follows. Eimor de'aminon Eid Echad Ne'aman B'Isurin. But maybe that's only true in the following scenario. Kigon chaticha safek shel chalev safek shel shuman, like a piece of meat. You don't know, is this chalev and it's forbidden? Is it shuman and it's permissible? Delo es chazik isura, it was never established with a cheskas isur to have been usur. Okay, so then you believe in edacha to clarify for you, this was never usur, this is shuman. Aval hacha, but here, this chazik isura de eshes ish. You have a woman you know was married. She's becheskas eshes ish. She's usher to marry anybody else. Heavy davar shebe'ever. This is a arayos related halacha. The ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. You can't rely on an eid echad when it comes to davar shebe'erva. You need two eidim. So how is it you believe the shliach to say, oh, the get was written l'shma? What do you mean? It's chazik isura. It's davar shebe'erva. You need two witnesses. Why do you believe this one witness? Now, the Chiddush Aran writes that these could be two separate questions. In other words, number one, she has a cheskas eshes ish, a cheskas iser, and that alone is reason to say we need two eidim. Number two, says the Aran, another question. This is davar shebe'erva. By any erva-related issue, you need two eidim to say this is the din, this is the snare, this is the reality. This is the case. Either one of those two on its own would be grounds to ask, says the Chiddush Aran, that you need two eidim here. Cheskas iser of eishes ish, a previously known established status of eishes ish. And number two, the fact that this is davar shebe'erva. So you need two witnesses for both of those two reasons. So why do you believe the eid echad to say that it was written l'shma?
By sota, if the husband warns her, does he have to warn her in front of two eidim? That's a davar shebe'erva.
That's machlokas tanaim, right? The kinui requiring kinui requiring two. That was the opening mishnah of sota. We had a machlokas tanaim about kinui and stira b'fnei shnayim b'fnei echad.
It was only 49 days ago.
I don't remember. Okay, so the gemara says, what's the answer? Why do you believe the eid echad to say it was written l'shma according to Rava? Says the Gemara, you know why Rov Bikin Hain? Because the truth is, most Jews in Chutzlarts know the halacha. So Me'ikar didn't, we're not worried about the get not being written Lishma. Most Jews know the halacha. I'll tell me that there is one Tana, Rav Meir, who's famous for his Shita that we're Choshesh Lemiut, that we are always worried about the minority. You have a Yavam and a Yavama. Is he a Saris? Is she an Islandist? And you know, I'm worried about the minority, says Rav Meir. Says the Gemara, even so, v'afilu l'Rav Meir d'chayish l'mi'uta, even a mayor who in general is choshesh for the minority, such as we mentioned, Rashi says, a katan and a katana who are yavam and yavama, they can't do chlitz or yivam because maybe he's a saris, maybe she's an islandist. But that's only true, says the Gemara, when there is a mi'ut that is a potential problem. But here, Stam Safri Didaini Migmar Gemiri. Who writes the Gittin? The Gittin are written by the Sofrim in the Beis Din. The average, ordinary Sofer knows the halachos of writing a Get Lishma. So it's a miut de miuta, says Tosus. It's such a small percentage of potential concern here, because most Jews in Chutzlars know the din, you have to try to get Lishma. And even though minority don't, but who's writing the Gittin? The Sofer writes the Gittin. The average Sofer knows the halacha of Lishma. So it's such a far-fetched possibility that I don't really have to be worried about this to begin with, that the get was not written Lishma. Elamai, v'rabbanon hu da'atzruch. It's a chumra of the Rabbanon that even though the average Sofer knows the halacha of Lishma, maybe a Sofer wrote a get Lishma, maybe the husband had a change of heart at the last minute and said, nah, I don't want this get. I want to stay married. And therefore he puts the get in the recycling bin. And some other guy walks by and says, oh, look at this. A get. Ah, my name, my wife's name. Perfect. Simen min ha-shamayim. I must make use of it. And he decides to use the get that wasn't written really for him. That's what Chazal worried about. So that's a chumrah. So the Gemara says, well, that's what Chazal insisted upon, ensuring that it was written l'shma. It's just as a chumrah we insist it was written l'shma. And therefore, v'hacha, top of the amud, mishum iguna akilu barabanan. So in order to easily enable the woman to remarry, Chazal said, we will trust this shliach, they said echad, when he tells us that the get was written in his presence and signed in his presence. That's how the Gemara explains Rabba's shita as to why we say b'fana nechtav and b'fana nechtam. Okay, more tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Try to stop it yet. Still going.
Cool. All right.